This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
While mainstream media kept asking when a male AFL player would come out of the closet, the AFL Women's League has charged ahead with inclusivity and diversity, with players being out and proud, dating players and other teams, and just enjoying their love of the game. Fiona from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy sat down with Asta O'Connor from the Western Bulldogs and talked about tomorrow night's Pride match and what it means to have this kind of inclusion standing tall in sport.
Good start to the season, 2-1, and looking forward to Friday night, though. That's our focus now, looking at the Blues and the Pride round. So, yeah, really looking forward to getting back home and playing in front of our crowd at Witten.
Yeah, look, it's looking like it's going to be a great crowd out there on Friday night, and of course it is the, as you say, the inaugural AFLW Pride game that is going to be a fantastic night. What does it mean to you? I know that your partner Kate also plays football, has played football for the Bulldogs in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I think just generally speaking, there's something really special about Witten Oval. There's a spirit here that exists. So to accompany that with, the Pride round, and yeah, I guess for a lot of people, it means a lot of different things. For me, it's about sort of diversity and accepting everyone for who they are. That's something I think that's really special about the Bulldogs and about what our program is about down here in Footscray. So yeah, and look, I'm really lucky to have played footy with Kate, with my partner. So, yeah, and that's just something really nice that you can share. So,
yes, and we've been part of the broadcast with some of the Pride games in the men's round, and this one feels a little bit different to us. One thing we really noticed was that the stories that are coming from the players this time are a lot more personal. It's about your relationships and your family and being able to celebrate that on the night. What do you think it does for the players that are, you know, openly gay, or even the players that are perhaps not as open or haven't felt as comfortable?
I think what it does is it just creates a really safe space for people to feel like they can be themselves wholeheartedly. Mm. And when you have that occur, you only have positive outcomes for all involved. And I think that's, at times, football as an institution generally might not have been as welcoming to the, you know, the gay community. So what we've created with the Pride round and, you know, AFLW generally speaking, we've brought a whole new community to the game, people that might not have felt included previously. So that's something I'm really, pardon the pun, but I'm really proud to be a part of. and I'm sure in time when we look back on events like this, you know, I guess for me the aim, I just hope that, you know, over the years that, you know, we don't have to have a Pride round. It's just something that's normal. It's celebrated and we are who we are. Now, we're not at that stage yet, and it's something we do need to sort of go out there and celebrate and make people aware that. But in time, I really hope that it's just the norm. And, you know, I think the marriage equality and the bill being passed was a big step forward for our country. And, you know, I think you can see now in society that people are simply encouraged to be themselves.
I remember last year just seeing Erin Phillips kiss her wife at the Best and Fairest and bring her twins out with the cup on the oval, and she wasn't even doing it as any stunt. She was just being herself and celebrating with her family.
Yep.
And to me, that really meant a lot, that our families are just normalised. You know, it's just a part of what we do, and it's also part of our footy community now.
For me personally, I was brought up by, you know, obviously you have your mum and dad, but I spent a lot of my childhood in and around football clubs. So if young people are doing that and being brought up by their communities and their sporting communities, but being exposed to diverse families and different ways of life, I think that's really positive for people's influences as they're growing up. And like you said, it is so nice that it's normalised. So I think obviously they've launched the jumpers, which you may have seen, that celebrate the rainbow. And I think they just look fantastic. And on the back of our Guernsey, for the first time, they've changed the FFC to yes, to YES, which is really special.
Oh, beautiful.
For a club to, yeah, I guess to change, that's a really significant thing for the Western Bulldogs. But on the night, you know, you'll see the umpires will have rainbow flags in the goals, and there'll be all sorts of celebrations going on around the ground. And the match day experience here at Witten Oval is just phenomenal. I think for anyone that's been along beforehand, and you'll see a red hot contest. You've got two teams that are 2-1, and we need to win. Both clubs need to win, so it's going to be a hotly contested game, I would have thought.
a much more evenly balanced ladder this year, that's for sure.
Oh, I mean, the season's well and truly alive, isn't it, for all clubs?
Yeah, so it's exciting.
It's really exciting.
Exciting to watch. And look, it'll be exciting for us just to see all the rainbow Guernseys and scarves, and we'll certainly be cheering you on the night of the game.
Sophie Lee from Carlton will also be playing tomorrow night and sat down with Dina Curie to not only talk about the Pride match, but what it means to be playing in the AFWL right now as it begins to build.
To play in a league that I thought would never exist, it's actually a dream come true, and I think all the girls feel exactly the same.
The Pride match is coming up this weekend, and that's a pretty huge milestone considering it's happening in the second year of the Women's League.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. And that's one of the best things about AFLW is that we can make it whatever we want right now. It's so fresh and so new. And to be able to play the Pride game this season, it's a real privilege. It's amazing.
So you're excited to be playing on Friday?
Absolutely, yes. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get out there and showcase women's footy, but also just celebrate Pride.
So what was your response when you found out that the Pride game was happening and you guys were going to be involved?
From a football perspective, to be able to have a game that celebrates, you know, diversity, inclusion, the sense of belonging, that's so exciting. And also just from a personal perspective as a gay person, it's incredible as well to be able to celebrate that and celebrate the LGBTQI community in the game while I'm playing. I think I feel proud and I feel honoured to be a part of it. And again, like so many people use the word movement for AFLW, and I love that word because it really is. And we can do so much with our game and, yeah, again, really celebrate and showcase a side of sport and women and pride that maybe hasn't been showcased before. So it's incredible that we can do that now.
Have you seen the Pride jersey that you're going to be wearing?
I have. It is beautiful. I love it. I believe we get two Guernseys, so one will be auctioned off and the other one we get to keep as a memento.
Oh, so that's kind of awesome that you get to hold on to it.
It's wonderful, yeah. I think, I don't know what I'd do, frame it or, I don't know, give it somewhere special, but to me it's this beautiful symbolic work of art and I just love it.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position, being a woman playing football on this level and also then playing in a game that is celebrating specifically who you are?
No. Truthfully, absolutely not. And that's why it is such an honour and that's why it is so exciting to be a part of it and to play on Friday night. And I'm just grateful and, yeah, again, just proud and honoured to be part of it.
What is it like being a part of Carlton Football Club?
Carlton's amazing. I've just had the best experience there. The word I love to use is belonging, and that's exactly what I feel like. I've experienced the Carlton belonging as a player and as a person in every way.
I've heard it talked a lot within the Women's League. Suddenly the conversation about what it means to be a part of these teams is something so much greater than what I've ever heard in the Men's League. There seems to be just an amazing camaraderie and a great network between the teams and the players.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone's on the same page in terms of women haven't had access to high-level elite sport before and in terms of football. And so I think everyone is just so grateful and so aware of that, just trying to really take the opportunity as much as they can. And I think that's just the feeling across the board for all the girls involved in AFLW.
And at the end of the day, really, you're just wanting to get out there and play the game. Does it get into your head a little bit that you're a part of, you know, this amazing inclusive sport, or do you just get out there and have a kick and do your thing as a part of the team?
I think a combination. I think for me, like, I'm still so new and I sometimes get out there and I stand in the oval and look around and just think, wow, I can't believe this is actually happening. But then, you know, as soon as that siren goes, it's football and you're focused and you're ready to go.
So how do you think you're going to go on Friday night?
I think it's going to be a real battle. I think the game's going to be fantastic and I'm really looking forward to that clash. And, yeah, I just can't wait to get out there, look out, see all the rainbow and just enjoy it, basically.
Catch Asta and Sophie playing at tomorrow night's Pride match between the Western Bulldogs and the Carlton Football Club.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.